Well, years ago, I guess a group of girls and a group of fellas, we walked Caroline Road up one side and down another. And there was a young man who approached me and was insisting on taking me home. And he had a few drinks in him and I wasn't happy. So he stepped in later on I was going with him. That's actually how we met. We went steady for 2 years and then we got married then after that.
Was it love at first sight?
No, not really, no. No, it wasn't love at first sight. We started off friends. See, I had a friend living in Craigan and then I lived in Nellis Row in the town. So I would have left her to a bus stop and he'd have waited me and walked me home. And that's, you know, that's how it all kicked off.
And was it love at first sight for you, Danny?
I guess our similarities just joined up together, and I guess I just kind of realised what she liked and what I liked, and you know, our own aspirations just seemed to fit the patch. So it kind of went from strength to strength from there until the day I remember the day I proposed there. Unfortunately, she was washing the floor in her house, which was one of the things that she had to do. She had to do all her chores before she went out on a date. And when I proposed to her, she thought I was joking. And I just felt a spiked cloth hit me up a fish. She threw it at me.
It was a poker.
A poker? Oh, my God. Well, whatever it was, it hit me anyway. So I thought to myself, is this love? I don't know. But anyway, we got over it, and she accepted it. And as I say, that was then 49 years ago we got married. So the rest is history.
To be married 49 years is amazing. What's the secret to a happy marriage, do you think, Rose? Or is there one, or is it just a lot of hard work?
I would say it's a lot of hard work. Don't know if you'd honestly say there's any secrets. The most important thing is that, you know, that you agree. Not that it doesn't always work with him, you know. To me, my word's law. You know, if he says no, I say aye, and then he'll say to me, I don't know why, mate, you give me a choice, because I lost all the time. I mean, we had our ups and downs.
Could you imagine life without Danny?
No, definitely not, no. God, I know it's going to happen to someone. We've talked about it all a couple of times. And about people losing their partners and then getting married again. And I'm a type of person, I would wind them up. So I told him a few days before me and I marry Jimmy, Jimmy's going on the grave for him. And he says, no, he's not. But I did to wind him up. Because if we know Jimmy, Tommy or Harry, when he goes there, that's if I don't go first.
Could you imagine your life without Rose?
I'm man enough and big enough to agree and understand that the heart of any home is the mother. The love, the feeling. Yes, you expect it from your father, and by all means, it's a necessity. But when you have the love, the care, the tenderness, and most important, even the forgiveness, you know, it's, you couldn't buy it. You couldn't write about it. This is not a love story. This is not something that you can make up in a film. It happens to be 100% true. And God willing, that I will be with my wife for a very long time.